Welcome, fellow theater enthusiasts, back to another episode of Road to Professional Performer, where I speak on topics considering theater, acting, and dance, hoping to expand my personal knowledge and the knowledge of others on the world of theater. In this episode, I will be talking about helping with the Frozen National Tour. About a week ago, I was part of the load-in crew for the Frozen National Tour. I'm going to go ahead and state that I'm not sure how much of the set and process I'm allowed to talk about in detail, so I'm going to talk about it indirectly, specifically, more from my perspective and some other ways, and the things that I learned through the process that may... So there's no real issues. To start off, one thing I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to talk about is that the tour used 19 18-wheelers that took us roughly 5 days to unload. That was with 2 days of pre-setup and like the very specific crew of hanging ropes and lines and wires and everything that was the pre-setup. All the specific stuff. And then there was 3 days of the more generalized set pieces. All in all, it was a lot of stuff coming out of the trucks, and every time I thought we were on the last one, another one just drove up. And I could try and describe to you the amount of wires that are used in this show backstage. Imagine the thickest wire you have ever encountered, and put 12 of those next to each other, and then have 12 sets of that, and that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the amount of wires that we had to set up and manage and color coordinate. It was crazy. It was also very intriguing watching and learning how to wire the lights and the monitors and the motors and everything hanging from the ceiling with all those wires and trying to make sure everything was connected, running, and being fed into the right systems that it was supposed to be going into. My position on the loading crew was a carpenter. This means that I was helping a group hang all the visual parts of the set, such as the windows and the wooden archway that goes around the proscenium of the stage. I helped set all those up. Being my first Broadway tour, I put together and set up a lot of things that I never done before, such as some of the hanging ice spikes, the video walls, and some of the deck elements had to be set up by the carpenters. Luckily for me, I was a carpenter because there are multiple different jobs that people can be assigned to during the load-in process. And in my opinion, the worst job is pusher, where your only job is to take stuff off the truck and take it to the stage for people like carpenters and electricians to set up. So when I help with load-ins, I definitely try to be either a carpenter or electrician. That way I get the first-hand experience of setting stuff up. That way I can also learn how to set things up for future load-ins. Also, the more I learn how to set up set pieces during load-ins, the more likely I am to be allowed to help work during an actual performance of the show. This is called running crew. My current goal is to get on running crew through, though, before a show, eventually. But as I am new to the company, it'll take me a bit to be trusted to work during a live professional performance. On that note, let's take a quick break. The way this company operates is if you are part of the load-in crew for the show, you are pretty much required to be part of the load-out crew of the show. I was scheduled to work the load-out of Frozen, and it was scheduled to be a 12-hour load-out to make everything disappear off the stage, out of the building, in essentially one night. I unfortunately had a callback that day and was unable to participate in the loadout. But for me, it was a worthwhile, I'll call it sacrifice, to lose the money on working that loadout for the show versus the possibilities of getting a professional role in a public theater. I will speak more about how I made that kind of decision in a different episode. Overall, this experience was fantastic. I was absolutely exhausted afterwards, but it was the best kind of exhausted, where you're proud of your work and you're proud of doing something hard and learning while you're doing that hard thing. So I'm looking forward to the next one. So I will be working on whatever the next show may be. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you join me in the next one as I continue down my road to professional performer.